When it comes to doing those Roth conversions, we'll tell you what advice Tom would give you if you find yourself in a similar situation. Plus, we'll talk a little Social Security later on in the program and 401ks. We'll talk about some of the luggage, some of the baggage they can come along with those accounts you've been stashing money in for all of these years. That and much, much more. But first things first, we say hello to the star of the show and the man of the hour, Mr. Tom Fortino. And Tom, it's always great to be with you. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Well, I'm doing great. It's great to be here. Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well. It's hard to believe that, you know, I'm getting the Halloween candy. I'm getting the Halloween costumes for the kids. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them. Tom, they're in the stores. The Christmas trees are out. They are in the stores. Can you believe
it? Halloween, what are you talking about? We skipped Thanksgiving. We're already at Christmas. Forget about it, as they say.
Exactly right. Whatever. It is hard to believe. But we do have playoff baseball right around the corner. And Tom, I think, you know, for those folks who are our loyal listeners, they know your allegiance has come with the Detroit sports teams. And mm-hmm. Boy, you and I were just talking off air. Your Tigers are just holding on for dear life at this point, aren't they?
Pretty much. Hey, you know what? You got to win the games just like anything. I guess that relates to everything in life. You got to show up, you got to win, and you got to do it. So I hope they come through, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm on to the Lions now. So.
We are already on to football season. It is it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to winning the game in retirement, folks, if you're tuned in today, obviously you're already taking that first step towards adding extra emphasis into your financial future. And if you'd like to learn more, Tom Fortino and the Alpha Wealth Group, they are here to help. Keep this number handy, folks. It's 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We have teammates standing by to get you on Tom's calendar if you're looking to take that first step towards planning for your retirement, or maybe you're looking for that a second opinion. Remember, it's not a set it and forget it when it comes to retirement. 630-864-6711. So, Tom, I found this story really interesting. I was reading an advice column on MarketWatch.com. Mm-hmm. A 65-year-old guy writes in saying he's been pulling out about 10% of his IRA to do Roth conversions, but the market has been up about 20%, so I guess it's a good problem to have. His balance keeps going up. Now, you would think this would be a good problem to have, but he's trying to get all that money detaxed, and he kind of feels like he's on a treadmill and can't get ahead of it. So how would you handle a situation like this?
Well, you know, this is a big topic, and you know we focus on this a lot, Kevin, which is called forward tax planning. Mm-hmm. And my, you know, my hats are off. I'm glad to hear that, you know, that people, when they say they're doing these things, because really in the end, it's going to make a big difference because, you know, he's taking money. We talk about Roth conversions. He's taking money that's forever taxed and moving it to never taxed. You've heard Ed Slott use that expression. So that's a good thing, no matter what. I know maybe, as you said, this is a good problem to have. I'll make a couple comments on this as it relates. I don't, you know, everybody's situation is unique. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about these Roth conversions, it's very important, especially now. In fact, the timing is perfect because we talked about these past few weeks, and then here we are, another week passes, this end of year planning. So I'll make a couple comments on this, and then I'll relate it back to some of these things. But the bottom line is, if you're doing a Roth conversion, which you have until the end of the year to do one, I'll give you the rules right now. You can do any amount at any time at any age. I'll repeat that. You can do any amount at any time at any age. Now, in this example, this individual is doing a little bit of a time. That usually makes sense, right? Instead of doing a million all at once, which I probably wouldn't suggest you do that, you can do 100,000 for 10 years or 50,000 for 20 years or whatever you want to say. But you can do that systematically. That's usually the best way to do it. My point is, if you're going to do a Roth conversion this year, okay, you want to do it, you have until December 31st. If you don't do it by December 31st, of course, there's a year in the strategy that you will lose. So Roth conversions, you know, these are just one of the many ideas we get into at the Alpha Wealth Group. Look, we're an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I'm insurance licensed. But we do what I call forward tax planning. How many of you are doing the forward tax planning? The Roth conversion, keep in mind, is money that will never be taxed the rest of your life. There are no required minimum distributions. It doesn't matter if the tax rate goes up in the future. It doesn't tax your Social Security, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So you can see why I say I applaud the move that this person makes. We do Roth conversions. I do them all the time, all throughout the year. And it's funny because a lot of people, it's all of a sudden I get a stampede of them 2 weeks before the end of the year because we're doing these. And I always tell people, look, you want to do it, you want to do it. And so, but it's really critical. I guess you can do Roth contributions, Roth 401ks, after tax 401ks. Maybe we'll get into more of those as we go on. But I just want people to understand the Roth conversions. But the other piece of this, I will say, And again, I can't speak to this individual situation. But for those of you that have fixed, I know we're talking about strictly the market. Look, the S&P was up 23% last year. It was up the year before. It was down 22% in 2022. That's the market. But from a standpoint of tax efficiency, so I'll make, again, another comment. Your IRAs versus your tax-free. Keep in mind, if you have fixed investments, you want to be strategic about it. I want my growth investments. So the S&P is up 23%. Well, guess what? If that's in a Roth, that 23% is completely tax-free. If I have fixed investments, my bonds, my even money markets, CDs, anything that is a lower growth, I want those in my IRA. So I don't, again, I can't speak to this individual specifically, but that he's making the point for me where he says it's growing more than I want it to. Well, I shouldn't say more than he wants it to, but it's growing more than what he's pulling out. Mm. Well, then my next question is, where's your fixed? In your after-tax monies, your regular trust and vigil accounts, joint accounts, and Roth IRAs, that's where you want your growth. You don't want to grow your RMDs, okay? Again, if you're going to own fixed, own them in your retirement accounts. Let me rephrase that, the tax-deferred retirement accounts. So there's a tax efficiency component to this, but there's also a tax-free. And so, you know, you want to be conscious of that. And I see this fairly often. People will come in, will look at their statements, and I'll look at their Roth accounts, and they'll have fixed investments in there. I'll say, why are you owning bonds in your Roth? The bonds should be in the IRA, right? Have the fix there, the low growth. This is important. Again, a couple takeaways. Now, as I said, that's just one component, Roth conversions. But really give some thought to that. For those of you that want to take a look at this, you know, and see if it makes sense for you, yes, it's a taxable event. But again, we can start to do this systematically. And this is something we do. So if you want to try to keep more of what you've earned, you know, this is something we can take a look at. If you want to give us a call, we'll do the Roth calculation for you and the Roth conversions and to take a look at how that works. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You know, everyone tells you you save for retirement. Nobody tells you how to take the money out. And that's when it comes to with taxes or what to do to get to a better place and have a tax plan. So again, if you want to sit down and take a look at that, bring in your tax returns, bring in your information, or just give us a call at 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Get on my calendar, send me an email, and we can talk about these. Keep in mind, too, you have until the end of the year to max out your 401ks. Roth 401ks are another option. That is in addition to Roth conversions, on top of Roth IRA contributions. And then we don't have time right now, Kevin, but at some point we can talk about after-tax 401k contributions. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later.
Absolutely right. And again, if you'd like to learn more, folks, pick up the phone. Give Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group a call today. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Maybe you feel like this fellow who wrote into MarketWatch.com. Maybe you feel like you're stuck on that treadmill, or maybe you feel like you're on a hamster wheel, just going around and around and around, and you're wanting more details about the timing of when you can make those Roth conversions. Tom Fortino and the team at Alpha Wealth Group, they do this day in and day out. 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. And for our first five callers from today's show, Tom and his team, they're going to provide you with a complimentary retirement roadmap and that initial consultation with absolutely no cost or obligation. So don't delay. Be one of our first five callers right now at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. The website, once again, is alphawealthgroup.com. Again, alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, every night my wife and I, we lay in bed. We're right next to each other. About 15, 20 minutes, we just scroll through social media. And I know a lot of our listeners are going, yeah, it's pretty much how I tire myself out. Just kind of odd things you come across, whether it's okay. Facebook or Instagram. And I found this really interesting post, probably more interesting than most of the things I come across. But there was a post about familiar products that became popular because, believe it or not, customers were using them incorrectly. Can I run a couple of these by you?
Sure.
All right, so Listerine and mouthwash, it's a product that a lot of our listeners use. Believe it or not, before it was used as mouthwash in the 1920s, it was used as a disinfectant. Can you believe that one?
Well, I guess technically it still is being used as a disinfectant. Sure. In your mouth, but that's a little scary when you think of it that way.
That's a little odd. I never thought about that one. Obviously, you know, I've got a couple of young kids at home. I find Play-Doh all over the living room. Well, Play-Doh initially used to clean wallpaper in the 1930s. Wow. Now it's just a toy that ends up in my couch cushions.
Wow. There's a cleaning theme here, I guess.
There is. Can I give you one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
This one blew me away. WD-40. We use it treat rusty doors and hinges. Well, that was originally invented to prevent rust on nuclear missiles. You ever heard of that one before?
I have not heard of that one.
Yeah. Well, the reason I bring all this up is that these products became popular by folks thinking outside the box when it came to their uses. And Tom, I know we spend a lot of time talking taxes on this show and really trying to think outside the box when it comes to tax planning. I know is a real big passion of yours, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I talk about the domino effect and these things, and I guess that relates back to this. One thing can impacts another thing. And so, you know, with tax planning, and I've said it before, you know, well, let's just take a step back. Retirement planning or preparing, we always talk about, well, getting to a number, or I've used the phrase, it's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. There's all these other aspects to it, and tax planning maybe is one of the most overlooked areas, because who wants to, you know, it's kind of a rear view mentality. We do it, we don't want to take a look at it. We fill out our forms, and then we don't look at it till, you know, April of next year or whatever, when we start doing the preparation. It's like, I don't want to look at it again. But, you know, when you think about it, I mean, we had this discussion last week, I think it was last week, before, about the 401k millionaires. It's the highest level it's ever been. Well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. Don't get angry with me, but when we take into taxes, you may no longer be a millionaire. When you look at your account, you certainly your 401ks or your IRAs, subtract 20-25%, maybe, it depends. And then you think about this: what happens if tax rates go up in the future? We talked about this problem with large IRAs. You know, the first time when we talked about that individual saying, I'm doing conversions and my IRA keeps growing. That's because sometimes it's referred to as a tax time bomb, right? Every penny you take out is taxable. What if tax rates go up in the future? And then we have what we call the widow's penalty. If you pass away, for those of you who are married, now your spouse has to take out the money. They may be in a double the tax bracket. Now they have to give away more. And then what happens when it goes to your children? They may be at their highest tax, you know, earning years. Now they may have to give away 30-35%. This really, and all of a sudden, it's just getting eaten up by all of these things. Now, when we talk about Roth conversions, and I'm going to get into a couple other thinking outside the box ideas here, Kevin, since you brought that up. With Roth conversion or getting to a Roth, everything I just said, it doesn't apply now. Number one, tax rate's going up in the future. Tax rate on it is always zero. The widow's penalty goes to your spouse tax-free. Tax rate on that to your spouse is zero. Goes to your children, tax rate to them is zero. So, and there's many other things we didn't even get into. Required minimum distributions. Those don't. Doesn't impact your Social Security. That's why I get a little animated about, hey, can we do some forward tax planning here? Let me give you a couple quick ideas. One, because we're thinking outside the box. We talked about Roth conversions. You hear about those. Roth IRAs, fairly straightforward. You can do $8,000 per person per year. Here's two ideas that I'll give you that are a little outside the box. One is called after-tax 401ks. What do I mean by that? And by the way, this is in our report. So I can't get into every idea, but if we have a report on it, getting to tax-free, you can go to alphawealthgroup.com and download it. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Download that report. Or if you have any questions that are specific to you, please give us a call. We'll customize the information for you because we have all types of information. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or get on my calendar off our website. It's very easy. Now, when we talk about you have certain contribution limits on your 401k, so when you cap out at that number, so let's say we get to the $30,000 or so that we put in, if you're 50 or over, you can put that much in. Now, that's called your pre-tax or Roth contributions. If you want to put more in, most people say, well, I'm capped out, I can't put any more in. That may not be true. I do this myself. I've done it with clients. You can call your employer and say, can I put after-tax contributions in? If they say yes, that means you can say, keep taking money out of my paycheck, like you do the deduction, put it into my 401k. Now, it's going to go in as though you paid tax on it. That's why it's called after-tax. Why would you do that? Because let's say you go up to you can go up to $70,000. As an example, let's say you put an extra $20,000 in there. Why would you do that? Because at the end of the year, again, if your plan allows it, you can take that $20,000 that you already paid tax on and move it to your Roth. It's considered a Roth conversion, but you're converting money you already paid tax on. That is a non-taxable event. And for those of you that are phased out, so think about that. If you do a Roth IRA contribution, a Roth conversion. You can also do after-tax 401k contributions. These are all ideas. This is the outside-the-box thinking. How many of you are getting this advice from your advisors? How many of you are looking at this? We can somewhat supercharge or accelerate getting to tax-free and starting to eliminate some of these problems. And so that's why I said after-tax 401k contributions. You could do that every year. You have until the end of the year. Here we go again, Kevin. You got that deadline. Yeah. End of the year to do after-tax. End of the year to do Roth conversions. End of the year for a number of things. But I just want you to think about that. Also, there's non-deductible, or they call the backdoor Roths. Probably heard, I mean, I know we've had discussions on them before, Kevin. But I just had a meeting with a client 3 years ago. They had nothing in Roths. Their income is too high for a Roth IRA contribution. If you're over $240,000 as a couple, you cannot contribute to a Roth IRA. I think it went up to 246 this year. I'm sorry. But anyways, adjusted gross income. So what did we do? We did a backdoor. And you need to know the rules. Again, it's in the report. Mm-hmm. So we did 8,000 each, and we did it right before April 15th. So we got it in for 2024. We did another 8,000 each. And then this past year, we did another 8,000. So they've each contributed 3 years into their IRA and then did a conversion. It's a non-deductible contribution. It's a two-step process. And then we moved it into the Roth. So now I looked at their Roths the other day. They each have about 50,000 each because we put it in some good growth stocks. Now, that's another piece of it. But, that was the growth piece of it. That's not guaranteed. But they almost have $100,000 in tax-free money. Mm. They had zero 3 years ago. Wow. I mean, this is the power of doing some of this. Remember, forward tax planning. So for those of you that want to look at some of these ideas, I'd offer the idea of going to our website, downloading information, getting on my calendar. Certainly, you can give us a call if you want to meet in person, because I know everyone's situation is unique. Bring in your tax returns. Throw everything in a box. You know, we want you to keep what you've earned. We'll show you how to disinherit Uncle Sam. How about that? Yeah. Or sometimes I call Washington-proofing your investments. But knowing how to take money out, understanding how to try, understanding how this works. It's not rocket science. I got news for you. It really, if it's explained properly, and it's very empowering, because you can start now and you can be doing this every year.
So, Tom, for our loyal listeners, they've certainly heard us talk about waiting till the age of 70 to turn on Social Security benefits. Of course, we know that guarantees the largest possible monthly check. Mm-hmm. But get this, only about 1 in 10 seniors actually wait till 70. That according to the National Bureau of Economic Research. So, Tom, let's talk about some of the biggest reasons why people will claim benefits earlier. And what do you tell folks who come to you that may be on the fence about waiting, till a certain age?
Well, there's a couple things I say. Number one, there's no perfect answer, so let's understand that. And two, everybody's situation is unique, so you really want to understand, does it make to wait till 70? But the bottom line, I guess, Kevin, the takeaway is, and I always say, let's understand the options. I hear sometimes people will say, well, the person next to me told me, just take it as early as you can. Well, keep in mind, you're eligible at 62. You mentioned the age 70, but you're eligible at 62. Now, let's assume you're not working because there's a penalty. But if you take it at 62, you are locking into a 30% lower benefit. That's at full retirement age. So you're locking into a lower benefit for the rest of your life. That also means you reduce not only your income, but the cost of living adjustments on it, because that's on a smaller number. On top of that, you could potentially leave, or you would, if your benefit's higher, a smaller benefit for your spouse. And then, of course, I've used Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's got a great book out there called Get What's Yours. He's a Boston University professor. He's done a lot of research and would be considered, I guess, a Social Security expert. He said, look, the risk isn't dying. The risk is living. Mm-hmm. And so, you're at 82 and you're saying, why did I lock in at 62? It's irrevocable. So I hope we can see the importance of this. Now, I had someone come in the other day. It was actually a client. We did a review. And since things have changed, this is an example where you may not want to wait till 70, but he said, I know you say wait till 70. I said, well, it's not that I always say wait till 70, but I want you to understand. And we do a Social Security analysis, by the way, and it's numbers, not opinion. And this is why I always say, let's stop guessing and start knowing. No perfect answer. I'm going to stick with that comment. But if you have your numbers in front of you and you make an informed decision, here's what I say. One of the takeaways is hopefully you're not going to look back and say, I really didn't look this through. I'm sorry, I should have really taken. Let's do the due diligence up front. When we talk about these ideas, he came in, he said, look, should I wait till later, or should I take it now? In the situation here, the Social Security Fairness Act, he was working for a municipality. This is common sometimes with teachers or police officers. They don't have a Social Security. Well, he has some. He worked outside. But his just because of that, his Social Security is lower. Mm. Okay, and I said, you know, keep in mind, so when you're waiting until 70, why would you do that? Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, the benefit is higher for the rest of your life. You're going to have the highest possible benefit. I've seen a difference of $10,000 a year between age 66 and 70. Okay, and now that's $10,000 for the rest of your life and then potentially your spouse's. And so the other reason, of course, is a higher benefit during your lifetime, plus a survivor benefit, because now that goes to your spouse if it's the higher benefit. So you're not just deferring for yourself, you're also deferring for your spouse in that example. In this example, his wife's was higher. So, you know, we had the discussion, we went through the numbers, we ran some things back and forth, and but that's not part of the decision process, because if he predeceases his wife, which, by the way, we know men typically predecease women, and so, you know, there's no benefit left. His goes away. She's going to have the higher benefit anyway. So this is where now we got to take a look which makes more sense. So it's not a one size fits all. We've talked about that before. Mm-hmm. 2,700 rules, again, Lawrence Kotgloff has talked about that. But the claiming strategies we put in place, you know, again, irrevocable. And Forbes did a study. I think they said it was over $100,000 the average person loses over their lifetime by making the wrong claiming strategies. I've run the numbers before, and this is why it's so important to do that. This is part of what we do at the Alpha Wealth Group. You know, so that's why these things are not separate from each other. So now we're talking about income planning, Kevin, the Social Security decision. Guess what we talked about in the first couple segments? Tax planning. Mm-hmm. Because now not only can I maximize my benefit, the claiming strategy, but well, guess what? I can try to get more of it tax-free. So if we're deferring till 70, so I had another kind of angle to this, is if I wait till 70, number one, I've got maximized my lifetime benefit. I've also maximized the lifetime benefit to my spouse if it's a higher benefit. And oh, by the way, in the meantime, sometimes people call it the sweet spot between when I retire and when I take Social Security or when I take required distributions. Guess what? I can be doing conversions. And now I'm moving more money to tax-free. So now maybe also I'm getting more of my Social Security tax-free. And so this is what we mean by planning. This is what we mean by being complete. You know, we haven't talked a lot about the market today or the investing. Yes, we do that. We've mentioned that before. You know, we do portfolio management. I think we do a good job. But I also take a look at clients' taxes. I want to know what your marginal tax bracket is. I want to do forward tax planning. Then we talk about creating income you can't outlive, right? And if, again, for those of you married, for you and your spouse. So this is what I talk about, having income you can't outlive, minimizing the taxes, those kind of fit hand in glove, right? Mm-hmm. Getting as much as you can in income, but then trying to get most of it tax-free, and then having that investment piece. So when I want to pull out $10,000, $20,000, I know the paychecks are coming in every month. And so when I pull money out of those accounts, the paychecks keep coming, separate from my investments. This is why it gets exciting when we start to do planning. And so this whole Social Security claiming strategy, a lot of moving parts. You know, again, we can really dig into this. You know, there's divorce benefits, there's spousal benefits, there's retirement benefits, there's survivor benefits. We get into these things. You know, if you're full retirement age, what does that mean? Well, it means the penalty goes away. It also means you can take a spousal benefit while you defer your benefit. I'm sorry, I'll stop. But my point is, there's a lot of moving parts, and you deserve to get the right information. You deserve to know what your options are, and then you make the decision. We're not guessing or listening to somebody else and saying, I'm just going to take the benefit because I want. Because in the end, as I said, like pensions, it's an irrevocable decision, and you certainly don't want to shortchange yourself or your spouse. So really, this is important stuff to look at. That's why we offer the opportunity to come in. We've offered it a couple of times, Kevin. You know, it was more on the tax side of it. But anytime you come in, we're looking at everything for you, if you like. We'll test your plan. We'll do the Social Security NAS. We'll do a portfolio X-ray. And you'll look at the whole picture, at this domino effect, I thought, and say, okay, this is how we have a complete plan. Creating income I can't outlive, minimizing the taxes, having an investment plan that's smart and I can stick with and I'm comfortable with, having the protection piece and then also the estate and legacy piece that controls assets during my lifetime and then down to my children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. I mean, that's it. Check the box. We've got a plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, we can get into any one of these topics. We'll get into them. But as I said, we're talking about that Social Security piece. We'll do that analysis for you. We'll run it three different ways. You'll see your different options, and you'll be able to make, I think, some informed decisions. Give us a call if you want to do that. Throw everything in a box, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can get in my calendar right there. Pretty easy, so you have no excuse.
So, Tom, a lot of our listeners, I know they've jumped from job to job over the years, and they probably have had some 401ks that maybe they left behind. Let me give you some really fascinating numbers. There are 29 million lost accounts totaling, get this, $1.65 trillion in assets that have been left behind in old and forgotten 401ks. In fact, Tom, there could be additional fees to maintain those accounts that folks don't even realize, and we know that can add up to thousands of dollars over the years. So for someone listening today that goes, you know what? That sounds like me. Maybe I'm one of that 29 million folks with a 401k. How do you help them track those old accounts down?
Well, we're going to talk about that as far as you can go to the National Registry of what's called Unclaimed Retirement Benefits. We'll give that out again, National Registry of Unclaimed Retirement Benefits. Certainly your old jobs, you may know about it, but you just kind of put it on the back shelf. I get it. We're busy with life. We're aware of it. I come across this all the time, right? As far as people coming in, I see I could take their statements and spread them out on the table. And financial organization, I've talked about portability before, but I'm going to take this not just on the 401ks. You know, we use that example sometimes. There was an interesting study by Craftsman, garages, okay? 82 million garages in the U.S. More than 60% of Americans feel their garage is the untidiest area in the house. And so, you know, that's kind of like your garage. Let's get this, but it's a lot more important, I would say, your financial picture and getting organized. Look, getting organized, and that's why, and I'm going to make this offer in a sec, we have that retirement roadmap. That is a roadmap. It literally is a roadmap, a blueprint. To me, that's how I would describe it, of getting a plan in place and being complete. But guess what the first step in there, almost the preamble to it, is get organized. That's one of the biggest hurdles to a successful retirement and financial organization. I've given the example. I had someone come in here. And so we send out these. In fact, we can email them to you so you can edit them. You can update them. They auto-calculate. They'll show you what you own. If you do this one thing, I'm pretty confident, and I'd be interested to get responses from anyone we sent out to. Did you find something that you were unaware of? I'm going to bet in almost every case you will. I had someone come in here. They found an old account, almost $100,000 in old 401k they kind of forgot about. I had another person come in. There's a pension that they really hadn't, you know, they'd left a company, but they'd been there a number of years, and it was an old pension. They looked it up. They were getting like $2,000 a month when they retire. Important stuff to know. And so, you know, that's why we have the asset organizers. We also have the income and budget worksheets as far as getting organized on what are your income sources going to be. We talked about Social Security, Kevin. Have you gone to SSA.gov, pulled those numbers out for you and your spouse? Have you gone to your pension company and say, what is my pension going to be based on my goals at 65 or whenever I'm 62, whenever I retire? What is it? We start to provide clarity. And you know what? We might uncover some things, too, that, you know, we maybe are not aware of. Sometimes it's like finding that $20 in your pocket. But also, you know, we want to understand, you know, overall what our picture is. I'll give you examples. What about life insurance? Maybe not the most exciting thing, but do you have a life insurance policy? Do you know how much it is? What happens if you pass away? And if it's a group term policy, keep in mind, if it's at your employer, you leave, it could be gone. If it's a term policy, is it going to end in 2 years? Right? What about some of your investments? What about your spouse may have three accounts, you have old accounts. Now, if you have an old 401k, there's a good chance you haven't looked at it in a while. Is there overlap? Do you have too much risk? And we can go down the line of all of these things. Who are your beneficiaries on your retirement accounts? Is there someone you didn't want it to be? Can't change them post-death. What is the value of your assets and your net worth? Now, one other comment I'll make on retirement accounts. If you have an old 401k and an IRA, maybe you have another retirement plan, whatever, you don't need three of them. They're portable. You can take a 401k and roll it directly into or transfer it directly into an IRA. That is a non-taxable event. It's completely portable. Now you have one account. What I like to do, too, is, you know, I personally do this, but if you like Fidelity or Schwab, you can have your IRA, your Roth, and if you have a joint account or a trust account, all at one place. This is getting organized because now you can monitor and stay on top of it. There's some aggregating software, but my point is you don't need three Roths. You can have one. And so it's very important that we get organized. As I said, it's one of the biggest obstacles, I believe, you know, again, to your financial success. And I'm telling you, that's going to be one of the most important things you do. And you know what else? For those of you married, you'll start communicating with your spouse, maybe. Hey, so what is your account, honey? What's in your account? Okay, that's a good thing, too. So there's another, you know, another benefit, right?
Yeah. And Tom, we always talk about, you know, taking action when it comes to planning for retirement. And I think it's probably just human nature, right? You go from one job to the other.
Yeah.
You might just sort of forget about it. And taking action, doing that now, as opposed to waiting till later down the road, probably makes it a little bit easier to track down some of those accounts, right? You don't want to have to be reaching out to former employers and trying to figure it out. I mean, there's some serious amounts of money that get, you know, lost and left behind in the shuffle, aren't there?
You know, that's a good point. And this is interesting. I saw this stat too. The average American born between 57 and 64 has changed jobs about, this is a record, 47 million carriers. They've changed jobs about a dozen times. I mean, that's crazy. But to your point, Kevin, the longer, it's just like anything, you know? I mean, we should have learned this when we were children.
Right.
The longer you let that problem fester, it's just going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take it head on and get it taken care of. But I would say this too. So that's a good point you make. Don't let these things languish, because then it just gets harder and harder. Documentation. When was that? 10 years ago? 12 years ago? Now you got to start to dig some of this stuff up. That's why you just got to get started. And that's why we offer the tools. So you just, it's kind of like fill in the blanks. Start filling this stuff out. And as simple as it seems, it's so critical, because you'll be able to, if you fill this out, you'll be able to sit back and say, you'll be able to answer the question I just said. Okay, what's the value of your assets? What's your net worth? Who are your beneficiaries? What do you have in tax deferred versus tax free? You start to see these numbers. How many accounts do you have? Can you start consolidating? What's your life insurance coverage? And then you start to see, like, uh-oh, there's something I missed. I got to take care of that. Now we can get organized. And again, this is really, you got to start there. And so that's why, you know, we can get into all those things about Roth conversions and the Social Security claiming strategies, which we've talked about today. But if you don't know where you're at today and you don't get that financial snapshot, by doing this, you can step back right in front of you. You'll have the sheet, you'll see it, you'll know, and you'll have the answers, and you can say, okay, I know where things sit today. Now it's time to get a plan in place.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.